Com. Ladies and germs,
God,
it's the defender of freedom.
I knew I shouldn't have allowed you to do this.
The fighter for liberty, talk radio's libertarian windbag, Ian from Free Talk Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, which is last night on the show. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Did you write that? Have you been working on that all weekend?
I don't know. I wrote down some notes just to make sure I'd get the libertarian windbag in at the right place.
This is your show. You can take control anytime. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and literally anything goes. Politics, personal issues, whatever's on your mind. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system there with thousands of users. Excuse me, hundreds of users and thousands of posts. We just cracked the 8,000 mark on posts there.
Nice.
So you should go check that out. There's all kinds of good stuff at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information, you really ought to call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
You know, I know you've got a story to get into, Jason, about something that happened to you on the way to the studio.
That you guys don't even know about yet.
Funny right. thing yeah. that happened on the way to the studio.
Right. Yeah. Apparently it wasn't so funny. It involved possibly jailing our co-host.
Yes,
but no,
that's the only hint we've got.
That's all we know at this point. We'll find out more. But in regards to the Free State Project, I was on their bulletin board system over at freestateproject.org last night, and I spotted a post there from one of the, I think he's another member. It's a public board, so it may not have been another member. And they were advocating that the Free State Project members, like, we had a caller, one of the people in New Hampshire called a couple weeks ago to tell us that they had won some elections there already. Remember that?
Yeah. That was last Wednesday.
And yeah, we were talking about it and promoting that, and as, you know, it's good news, positive news for liberty out of New Hampshire. And this individual was saying that we shouldn't talk about these things. We ought to keep these things quiet. We shouldn't brag about what's going on up there. And I took real offense to that, because he basically said we shouldn't broadcast our activism. He said it's okay, you should be an activist, but don't broadcast your activism.
As if the Free State Project is some sort of coup.
Right. Like, we have to just kind of skulk around and just kind of do everything under, you know, real, shh, don't tell anybody we're here. Let's just sneak in under the cover of darkness to New Hampshire, and no one will figure out that the Free State Project is moving to New Hampshire. No one will know that we've got people trickling in there all the time. We've got over 100 people now that have moved in to New Hampshire. Shh, don't tell anybody. What's the point of that? I mean, he's worried that there's going to be some negative... What he's worried about, and there's a couple of them, they're worried that there's going to be negative publicity as a result of the news getting out that we're doing things, because he claimed that he's talked to people...
There is going to be. He's right about that.
And that's okay. I think that's fine. He claimed that they've talked to people in New Hampshire that don't take kindly to outsiders coming into their state looking to change things. And I asked a question, and he hasn't gotten back to me yet. I asked a question, well, did you tell these people that the outsiders are freedom lovers that are coming into your state? So I don't know what kind of communication ability this individual has, but it would seem to me that if you live in New Hampshire right now and you hold liberty, freedom, and other things that are like less government dear to your heart, if you want less government and you get the word that people are moving into your state in order to help the state have less government over time, would there be a conflict there? Would you be rude about that? Would you say you don't want them coming into your state? Your state? Or would you react in a negative fashion if you were a big government liberal or a big government conservative? Again, those terms are very, very loosely used. If you're a big government person and you see your government being threatened, yeah, I could see someone reacting in a way like, get out of my state, don't come into my state. We like things just fine. We don't want any less government here. So I don't understand the strategy if there is a strategy to staying quiet about it, because it's pointless. On top of everything else, it's pointless, because if you're going to be an activist, and this applies in every state of the union, if you're an activist for whether it's the Green Party or the Libertarian Party or a Democrat or Republican,
you've got to make noise.
You've got to get yourself in front of people. And if you're in front of people, okay, sure, you can be an activist on a one-on-one basis and talk to your neighbors and your friends and try to convert them that way. But as far as being a activist in the common sense of the word, that means you're out in public, you're out at public events, you're doing things in order to further your agenda. And as a result of doing these things, inevitably, you're going to get some press attention.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get coverage.
Even if you are a libertarian.
Yeah, especially in New Hampshire. They've been very, very liberal with the press attention. They've given us quite a bit of it up there. So it's not a secret that we're up there. It's, as a matter of fact, the Boston Channel, which is a major New England television channel up there, just re-air their Chronicle report, an entire half-hour report, not a little 30-second package on the news about what the Free State's doing, an entire half-hour-long show based upon the Free State Project.
Is this the one that's out behind Busted?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I have seen it.
Yeah. It's a year old, but they ran it last night and they updated some of these
statistics. Perhaps one of his concerns is that the Free State Project is in a very incipient form in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
The people haven't. There's only 100 people have moved in, and currently they have no strength as far as having the strength of 20,000 people that will be there. There's only 100. So he's afraid that something bad will happen, and then the Free State Project won't be able to defend itself with any kind of numbers.
Well, a bunch of
voting platform.
Fear like that never got any group anywhere. I mean, just racking yourself with fear about what the possible reaction by some people is going to be is really going to get you nowhere fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I responded to this guy. He said, you could be an activist, just don't broadcast your activism. I said, dude, you're going to have a real disagreement with me because that is my activism.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the air 6 nights a week, and I support the Free State Project, and I support less government, and I'm not afraid to tell people that I want less government in my life. And if they've got a problem with it, then they can move out of the state. And I don't want that to sound harsh or anything like that, but isn't that what we want to happen? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Don't we want to scare the big government people out of New Hampshire? I mean, we want to get people from around this
country.
I'd like
to convert them.
It's a waste of time. I mean, it's okay if you want to try, but you're wasting your time.
I think
come on. Imagine trying to convert Jason the communist, who calls this show, to free markets. He's either gonna come on his own, and no amount of persuasion can convert some people. Now, I'm all for persuasion. I'm all for selling the issues. I'm all for finding out what issues are important to an individual and showing them how freedom and liberty can allow them to have what they want. You can help the poor without having a government program. You can save the environment without having the government attempt to do it. As a matter of fact, yeah.
That's the story tonight.
The government can't save the environment. The government can't help poor people. Okay, sure, some people get a check that need it, but for the most part, a lot of people are getting checks that don't. If you put voluntary alternatives in charge, private charities, that sort of thing, people actually get the help they need.
And the government commits armed robbery in order to get those checks.
That's the other bad part of it. So, again, I'm all for persuasion. I think it's fine. But getting our message out there gives us the exposure that we need so that we can find... They've already been finding this has been happening. Because I've always said, and we've done the world's smallest political quiz, and if you don't know what that is, you can go to theadvocates.org. It's this little, quick little quiz that people take.
With LP.org, too.
Yeah, at 10 issues, you just mark yes, maybe, or no, and then it'll tell you if you're a leftist, if you're a centrist, if you're an authoritarian, if you're a righty, or if you're a libertarian. So it kind of expands the political spectrum. And every time we give that quiz out, there's so many people that score libertarian. There's so many hidden libertarians in America. It's really amazing. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. If you've got a comment, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans, your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. food matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So we're talking about publicity, and Jason, we still need to get to his issue here, but I want to wrap up just my thoughts on, is publicity, can publicity be a bad thing? Can it?
Sure it can.
Yes, it can.
Really?
Yeah. Run the United Way, and then pay your CEO too much and get a news story about that. Talk about a bad, bad thing.
Well, publicity for a crime maybe would be a...
Crime? It's not a crime to pay your CEO too much.
I thought it was some sort of crime involved. Oh, well...
No.
Okay. It probably got you a little bit more attention, maybe...
Yes, like the kind of attention that says, I'm going to stop writing my checks to the United Way.
It might have allowed you the opportunity to right the wrong or right the perceived wrong if that's what the market was demanding. I think that
market attentions to you.
I think your donations are going to go down in the short term, and they're not going to go up precipitously in the long term. I mean, they're not going to. You're not going to see. Oh, now everything's better because currently people perceive, like at this moment. And I'm not saying that this is happening with the United Way. I'm just using them as an example. But they currently perceive the United Way as having a good organization. Then the news story, which would be bad publicity that you've talked about, would come out and saying that the CEO. Who this fictitious CEO was getting paid too much, and the donations would go down. Once the whole thing blew over, the people that were going to donate to the United Way would donate to the United Way, not any more or any less than they would have previously.
So then it didn't really have a negative effect, is what you said.
In the short term, it did, and that's a loss of money.
Got it. But if they, it's basically just the market.
Assuming they fixed the problem in a a public relation. They had a good public relations crew there and fixed the problem correctly.
Good point. Fair enough. So we're talking about some publicity that the argument, the controversy is, should we publicize events going on in New Hampshire that are pro-freedom? I mean, we're talking about the Free State Project on this show every night because they're our sponsors and also because we're members of it. And I think it's a good idea to let people know what's going on in a pro-freedom sort of a direction. And as far as the potential negative publicity, because you were saying that you want to convert the socialists to libertarianism now, which I said it's pretty much a waste of breath.
Okay.
But you can try it and see what you think. If news gets out about pro-freedom things happening, it will irritate some people. Of course it will, because we don't agree with everybody. Not everybody agrees with freedom. They don't like that idea, some people. Some people love government control. Some people are dyed-in-the-wool authoritarians, and they won't give that up for anything. So we can't make those people happy, period. What it does do, what the publicity does do, is it alerts people who've been sort of like hibernating. These libertarians who don't really know they're libertarians, or know they're libertarians, but feel like it's hopeless, feel like they, it's all over, government's getting bigger and bigger, it's spiraling out of control, and there's no point in fighting back anymore. And I totally understand that feeling. But if all of a sudden you open up your newspaper the next morning and find out that there are people who believe in liberty, mm-hmm. who are protesting out somewhere or out doing some sort of charity event or doing, won an election, that could light the spark again, if you will. It could light that spark of liberty in that person's heart again, and they would know that there is a group out there that's working towards an America that they want to live in still. And I think for the amount of people that it would offend, the amount of people that we could find that need to be found, that need to be reactivated, so to speak, would far exceed and far make it more worthwhile than anybody who is mean and nasty.
I agree with you on that. I think that there's a large segment of the population out there that are disenfranchised Republican, Goldwater Republicans that want to see a smaller, less intrusive government. I think that there's people that would like to see a certain social liberties return to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we could, you could reach out to those people. Also, there would be people later on down the line that would see the good effects of freedom that could be converted too.
Sure.
So I think that in the case of the Free State Project, you're right. That they're that
we shouldn't keep our mouth shut.
More publicity, the better.
It's totally counterproductive to say, "All right, we need to get the word out there, but be quiet about it."
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Jason, what happened to you on the way to the studio tonight?
Well, I was driving down the road, turned into the coffee joint that I go to pretty much every day.
Right.
Well, the chain, anyways. The particular store I only come to on Wednesdays because mm-hmm. that's when I'm here. Pulling into the parking lot, the air conditioning unit in my car is broken, so the windshield had fogged up quite a bit. I'd been wiping it down so I could see, so I could drive, but the right side was, you couldn't see anything out of it.
Sure.
I make a right turn down one of the parts of the...
the aisles, one of the aisles.
One of the aisles,
lot.
Yes. And I didn't see three people standing there.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, I braked, managed only to hit one of them.
Ooh, God.
Yeah, yeah. She looked to be in a fair amount of pain.
Oh, my goodness.
But she was okay. She ended up walking off under her own power a couple minutes later. They called the police. Johnny Law came down. I said, he said, let me see your license, registration, insurance.
I hate siren sound effects on the radio. I think that there's somebody in their car looking around right now thinking, where's the cop? I don't think that they should be. I'm strongly against that.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, so he's going to do it again.
All right, so what happened? The cops rolled up.
Cop rolls up and asks for all my information.
How long did it take him to get there?
About 2 seconds.
Oh.
It was really quick.
Huh.
Wow. Really quick.
Well, you were, after all, at a coffee shop.
Yes. And he said, let me see your information. I said, could I speak with you for a moment? So I pulled him aside and said, I'm going to be perfectly blunt with you, officer. I'm pretty sure my license is suspended.
Ooh.
And he said, okay. You have any sort of ID? I said, yeah, sure do. Here you go. Sat in my car for about 20 minutes. And then he called me over because I got up and started smoking a cigarette because... So anxious. I was so anxious.
That you were.
And he pulls me over and he says, well, Jason, you've got a whole mess of tickets I'm going to give you. I'm not going to arrest you, though. I should arrest you. I very well could arrest you, but I'm not going to. Because you were honest with me. At that?
Really?
And, yeah.
Oh, I think that honesty works with
a police
officer.
It does. Huh. Well, it works... Especially when you already know that you're screwed.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like you were going to be able to hide.
There's no getting out of this one.
Exactly.
Right?
So I fessed up. And
yeah, so it wouldn't have done you any good in this case to not give him your license.
So whatever, pig. I wouldn't do nothing.
Yeah, that wasn't going to work.
No, certainly not.
No.
And so I got 2 tickets and a court date out of the deal.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What are the charges?
Reckless?
Yeah, I think it was reckless.
Or careless. One of the.
What do they run you? What are the costs?
It ain't gonna be cheap.
No,
like thousands?
No, hundreds.
Okay,
it's not gonna be cheap.
It could be, I guess.
Yeah. Of course, he's got the suspended license thing going too.
Yes,
that's gonna be rough.
The officer did say though, if I manage to get them all paid off and find him on the day of my court date, he'll try to have the judge toss it out, which would be great.
Well, how the hell are you gonna find him on the day of your court date? Did he give you his phone number?
No. He just said he'd be hanging around, I guess, in the back or I don't know.
Interesting.
In any case, though, I am quite pleased not to be in jail right now.
It's nice to have you in the studio with us. Yeah. Absolutely,
yes.
Jail would
definitely
that'd be bad. My fiance checks the arrest records on a daily basis here for Tampa Bay, and it would not be good to see Jason show up.
Yeah, I thought for certain I was going
to
be there.
All right, any close calls with the law you want to talk about, feel free to share with us, 800-259-9231, or you can change the topic completely, and otherwise we'll get to drilling for oil. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number you need to get in touch with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, you got an agenda you want to push, you've got some sort of issue, we're here for you. Anything. 1-800-259-9231. And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the updates section online, and you just go sign up real quick. Maybe take you a minute or two, and from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something we need to announce about the show, man. Be it a new Shriner, a new affiliate, whatever you need to know, you'll find out. So, Manwich, tell us about this oil situation.
Well, for those that don't know, the Senate votes to open the Arctic Refuge to oil drilling. That's ANWR. They voted basically today. Here's an article. I'll read a bit of it. Amid the backdrop of soaring oil and gasoline prices, a sharply divided Senate on Wednesday voted to open the ecologically rich Alaska Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling.
Didn't oil just hit another record all-time high?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's going up and up. Delivering a major energy policy win for President Bush. The Senate, by a 51-49 vote, rejected an attempt by Democrats and GOP moderates to remove a refuge drilling provision from this year's, from next year's budget.
Who, are they, what are they going to do? Is it, this is government land? Is that right?
It's a refuge, yes.
Okay.
It's a National Wildlife Refuge.
And so they're going to what, lease it? They're going to lease it?
To, some drilling companies.
Yes. Exxon or whatever.
Whomever, yeah.
Okay.
Probably not Enron anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be, people fear that there's going to be an impact on wildlife. That, right. The caribou are not going to mate or whatever. Not like there's a lack of caribou, quite honestly. But
well, it's highly likely there will be. And the reason for that is because it's not private property.
I have to say that more or less, if you look to government on a regular basis to protect the environment, here you go. Swallow it down. I hope it's good. Because here it is, the government protecting.
You mean all the people who beg and plead that the government set some more rules and pass some more standards on environmental.
Here it is. You wanted the government to protect land.
You gave them the power.
Yes.
Now
they have the
land.
Power to protect the land.
Mm-hmm.
They're protecting it.
And this is really no different from what.
The government shouldn't be able to own land.
I agree with that.
Yep.
This is no different from what the government's always done with the land that it owns. It just hasn't done it with ANWR yet. It's done it with all kinds of other plots of land, forests and fields. They take it, they lease it out, they rent it out to companies. These companies come in, and it's not because they're evil companies necessarily, but it's just because of the way things work. They come into these plots of land, in this case ANWR, and they tear it up.
Yeah.
They clear cut the trees. They go in and they don't replenish the things that they destroy because they don't have any interest in doing that.
They've been given the free right to take the resources that they can get from that land, and then when they're done, they're going to stop paying rent to the government.
And then the government just shrugs its shoulders and says,
goes on to protect some more land.
Protect, with quotes around it, please. That's where all the real pollution happens in this country. It happens on government-owned land.
I really don't support government drilling in ANWR. Anybody drilling ANWR. I don't want that to happen. But I know better than to let the government protect ANWR.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you get.
Here you go. I mean, if they would have... When the government took over that land, a land in Alaska was being homesteaded. which means is all you had to do is move on to it, and they gave you some. It didn't even cost any money.
Really?
So basically, somebody could have gone in and bought this land for $1 an acre and protected it for real.
Because
now private, the government's protecting it.
Because private individuals and groups really do care about the environment that they live in. It's very, very rare that you will find a company polluting its own property. Because if they own the property, they eventually probably have it in their business plan to sell that property. I mean, they realize that they bought it.
Take a mortgage against it.
Yeah, you know, they bought it from somebody. At some point in the future, they might want to sell it to somebody else. And if you've got property that's got oil spilled all over the place and trees clear cut and everything's ugly and bad and polluted, who the hell's going to pay more than $1 for that property? Because whoever buys it's going to have to pay to clean it up.
Yeah,
right?
Or die living on it.
Yeah. And so if they actually own the property, they have an incentive to keep it pristine, to keep it, to take care of it. If, for instance, the Wildlife Federation owned ANWR, you can damn well bet they're not going to let anybody in there to do any sort of drilling.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, even if a private company owned ANWR, it would still take far better care of the property than the government would. As a matter of fact, private industry owns all kinds of parks around this country. There's, I don't have the name of it in front of me, there's a forestry company, but, you know, people that cut down trees and make paper and other products, that owns a huge forest. I think it's called the Cascade Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right across the street, literally, from a government-owned forest. And the contrasts are stark. I mean, the differences between the government land and the private land are just night and day as far as quality of the plants and the status of the forest. In fact, this company that cuts trees down, of course, they replant the trees on their own property because they have to. They want to stay in business. They want to keep selling timber, right? So you have to keep replanting the trees. And they actually even have an entire revenue generation portion of this land that they use as a park, as a camping ground. They let private people come in there, pay a couple bucks, and go camping or go hiking or whatever. And it's completely separate areas. It's not like they're hiking right next to the tree cutters. They're far away from that.
Yes.
So this company has enough room on this property. They figured, we got all this room. Let's let people camp on it. Make a few extra bucks. Let all the campers have some access and be happy. Everybody
It'll
wins.
Be good PR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody wins when private people own land, and nobody wins when the government doesn't.
Right. The government should be it should be a demand immediately from every American. The government sell all this land that it's quote unquote protecting, because
be a great way to pay off the national debt.
It would be fantastic. Now you can be sure that that ANWR is going to be a mess. The companies that are going to go in there and drill, and it's going to get blamed on the
companies will be blamed.
Yes, the energy companies will be blamed. But really, whose fault it is all you jackasses out there that thought that the government could protect land, because they can't. They don't know how.
And government managers don't have any incentive either. I mean, there's no incentive for Mr. Manwich, you know, the bureaucrat over at ANWR who controls the Alaska government land, to take care of his land. He doesn't care.
Nope.
His pension's not tied to the property values. He is going to collect his paychecks from time immemorial, regardless of how that land is treated. And if it gets destroyed during his watch, he just shrugs his shoulders and moves on, because
he's going to go protect another big old plot of land.
Because there's sovereign immunity, and you can't even charge him with anything, even if you wanted to. Even if you'd found out that he went ahead and even if you recorded him saying to the companies, yeah, sure, go ahead, clear cut the place, I don't care. Yeah, go ahead, whatever. You couldn't bring him up on charges. It is so pointless to have the government owning land. It is just a waste of our tax. And we have to pay for these bureaucrats to manage this land.
The
Bureau of Land Management. It's a joke.
I'm flabbergasted.
It's a joke that's destroying the environment.
It'll be nice to get some lower gas prices. That'll probably be the only thing
we
get out of this.
I don't believe it.
You don't think it'll happen?
I can't believe it.
If it does, it won't be for a while.
Yeah.
The other advantage to this would be,
it'll be a token lower
is that
gas
if
price.
A private company owned it and they didn't allow anybody to drill, then we would have this incentive we would have to get a new energy source going.
Yes, we would. That's a whole other issue, government controlling the energy sources. This is your show, though. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control, 800-259-9231.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, take the reins, hijack the airwaves anytime you wish just by dialing in. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the archive section there right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. You don't have to pay any sort of money. They're just there. You just go get them, and we just actually increase the quality level by 20% on the archive. So more quality for less money, because we never charge.
No money.
Right. freetalklive.com. So check that out. Let's go right to the phones and right to the fun. Fred in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Fred?
Hi.
Hey, Fred.
I'm the second time I called Free Talk Live.
Congratulations.
And, I haven't ever heard you except the first time on the on Sure Wave. And you're doing a good job. I do think, though, that the way the government is going, they seem to be interfering with the shortwave broadcasts heavily.
We had those accusations before. What happened was we were accidentally switched. It was supposed to be another show that was on shortwave because our network does some shortwave broadcasting as well, but we're not on it. And not for any particular reason. It costs money and we just don't have it. And they accidentally switched us on over to
it's
the shortwave.
It's not a government conspiracy. We just don't have
it. I know about that. I mean, I guess I'll just move right on to why I call the Codex Treaty. Times of London put a pretty big article out. I don't have it in front of me, but it is there. It says that as of July 1st, that there's going to be a reduction in the number of vitamins and supplements that you can legally buy And
somebody emailed me something about this.
It's true.
I couldn't find anything about it on the official news sites, if you will.
Yeah, you have to ask a good librarian, probably, to look. You know, you have to ask, an information person.
Isn't it some sort of a UN thing, this codex thing?
It is. It, you know, there's more than 7,000, I guess what you call supplements these days. I don't mean anything banned, but just ordinary substances. It could be, bay leaf or something like that. And that's supposedly going to be brought down to 140, and as far as I know, even the 140, maybe you may have to have a prescription.
And this is all from where? Where are these
Times of London article, big Times of London article, I would say, no more than 5 or 6 days ago.
Huh.
And the UN is, you'd have to really dig to find this UN treaty, but it's a... Joyce Riley of GCN knows all about it. Even she hasn't followed up on having, as far as I know, another show on
it. So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to defy it because
are you going to make your own vitamins, Fred?
No, I'm going to. I think that it has a person has a right of autonomy. I think a person has a right to, let's say, a Christian Scientist who doesn't go to a doctor has a right to get and take supplements. So I'd say that on those two grounds.
Well, I would definitely agree with you that it's your body. You should be able to put in whatever you want. So you're saying that this codex plan is going to literally highly regulate vitamin sales in the United States.
Yeah, remember in 93, Mel Gibson had those commercials on TV, and they had stormtroopers breaking into his kitchen while he was taking some vitamins.
I don't remember that, no.
Well, in 93, the U.S. tried to do it on its own, and because of the public outcry, they had to reverse that. But this is going by the back door of a U.N. treaty.
So what do you think? I mean, is it just all of a sudden going to be put into effect?
Yeah, it's going to be put into effect. I don't know if they have all the machinery, the legal machinery
to do it.
Wouldn't
Congress have to pass a corresponding law?
No, because I'll tell you why. Because just like the WTO treaty... It was agreed to by the executive branch, by our government, and Congress either passed it as an amendment. I think it was an amendment to another bill.
So what it could be then is what you're saying is this codex thing. It was a UN plan, and the FDA has basically signed on, and so it's just going to be the FDA is just going to change its rules, and it's almost like the law is being changed, right?
Yeah. In other words, you didn't have you had power delegated through our executive branch to an international body by way of treaty or convention.
When I did a little bit of research on this, because I was pretty shocked when this came into my email box, I did find some counterclaims on the internet saying that these are just scare tactics by alarmist groups, that it's not really happening like this. This is not really going to be a change for the United States.
I'd like to bet that person $500 that it's a real treaty with some real...
Well, if it comes down, right now it's kind of in the rumor stage. If you type in codex on Google News search, there are definitely some references to it. I mean, that's... it's real, but it's going to affect us, I guess...
What you do is you go through either a reputable source, Times of London article, or you go as a starting point, and then you actually do have to call the UN. I haven't done it, but you would have to take the next step and... see how the law has actually been changed because...
Well, I'm sure, as you said, this is going to be June of this year.
No, July 1st.
July 1st. Well, I'm sure as July 1st approaches, we're going to hear more. If this is really going into effect...
There's a July 1st date, but there's also, I think, sometime in September where it's more than just a change. There's actual enforcement mechanisms fly,
So you're saying that July 1st it'll go into effect, and then they'll have about 2 months in order to pull the product from retailer shelves, and then the FDA is going to come around with exactly
and
the
thing is, I just
Fred, we got to run. Hey, call us again towards July and give us an update, okay?
All right.
Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Man,
so stock up on the vitamin C, run down to the bunker, and get ready for the red commies to come on in.
Damn right.
You're taking this lightly, but it could be for real, man.
No, it could be.
I don't know. We'll find out. All in
what
good time.
What else can you do?
If you got a comment, though, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number you need to get in touch with us about anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we do this 6 days a week, by the way. Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern. And we also have a live Saturday show from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern. Let's go back to the phones, though. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget freetalklive.com. Live streaming is there for you, and that's free. Let's go to a different Fred in Alaska. Either that or the same Fred who has time-warping abilities.
Or the
Fred,
Flash.
Fred in Alaska, you're on Free Talk Live. Ben in Alaska? Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ben in Alaska.
Hi, hey, Ben.
So, guys are upset that they opened up, they might open up Anwar. I was just curious about that.
I don't particularly like the idea that they're opening up Anwar.
I'm upset that the government owns property.
Okay. You know how big Anwar is?
Gigantic.
19 million acres.
Yeah. Okay.
You know how big the area that they want to drill in is?
I don't care. That's not the issue for me. It doesn't really matter to me. But make
your statement. As opposed to aiming it at us, just make the statement.
Well, it's just 2,000 acres.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so what? There's a lot of people
that don't like that, though. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
You wouldn't agree that there's a lot of people that don't like the idea of drilling going on in Anwar?
No. How about the drilling that goes on at Prudhoe Bay? It doesn't hurt anything.
Well, that's great. I'm not opposed to drilling, necessarily. What I'm opposed to is the government owning land. So if you kind of got the impression that we're all leftist, environmentalist liberals, you're wrong, Ben. We are opposed to government owning of property. We think private industry, private individuals and industry should own all property.
All right, that's fine. Let's say if somebody else owned it, would it be okay to drill in it then or what?
Certainly. It's their property. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Okay.
All right.
Because, you know, I've worked up there, and it's pretty amazing what goes on up there. You know, all the trucks and vehicles wear diapers, so there is no, you know, drip of oil. You know how you have the black stripes going down the lanes of the highway?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Autos dripping. They actually have absorbent pads under the vehicles so they don't drop oil.
Interesting.
Travel. When they first opened that up there, there was only 13,000 caribou in the Prudhoe area. Now there's 35,000.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks and waterfowl will nest.
It's very unusual that government can propagate species. Usually, it kills off species by banning their ownership. We need to get the government out of banning ownership of wildlife as well. You should be able to own as much or as little wildlife as you'd like, and breed it, and sell it, and harvest it for products as well. What do you think of that, Ben?
I was talking about what has happened environmentally.
Yeah, I know. You're talking about animals and stuff. Anyway, Ben, anything else on your mind today?
No, I think it's a great idea, and the majority of people up here in Alaska think it's a great idea.
Well, see, that's the problem, Ben. Majorities stink. Democracy really sucks, and it's just tyranny of the majority. So if the majority happens to be on your side today and then not on your side 2 years later, then you're going to get screwed by the other majority later on. So that's why we need to just get the government out of our lives. Don't you think that's the right approach?
Let me rephrase that. Our representatives that represent most of us up here voted for it because that's what the people of Alaska want.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
Well, that's nice.
Is that better?
I don't even know if it really shouldn't matter what the people of Alaska want. I think that they should sell it so that somebody can take care of it. I don't like the idea that they're drilling in any part of it.
Since they don't own this land, it's going to end up being not as pristine as it could be. Anyway, Ben, thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. I think we probably agreed a little bit more with Ben than we might have gotten across there. But, well, limited time. What are you going to do? It's Free Talk Live. Coming back with more.
If you're tired...